I don't believe in sending a ton of resumes out via, you know, Indeed, Monster, etc. But I do believe in raising the attention and intention of what is available.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
So many people are constantly looking for either purpose or purpose tied to a job, especially when we get out of school. And I think it's good because it means your purpose is calling you, right? And you should pay attention to it. For me, I think I look at things through a broader perspective than most people. I don't limit the point of entry. But, you know, some people live in Beverly Hills, grew up in Beverly Hills, and they only want to work in a job in Beverly Hills. Right. And not only do they only want to work a job in Beverly Hills, they want to be an executive for, you know, AEG or Legends or something that's right here. Well, by math, you're limiting the opportunities by limiting your point of entry. One of the exercises that I believe, I don't believe in sending a ton of resumes out via, you know, Indeed, Monster, etc. But I do believe in raising the attention and intention of what is available. You know, Teamwork Online. I think every day, if I was in your position, I'd be studying all the different companies there are out there that are hiring, all the different types of positions that are being hired in your skill set, your knowledge, desire, as well as the industry that you're looking in, and also outside the industry. Because a lot of times, jobs that are outside the industry are related to big industry. So you could work for Shell, oil company, but work in the education division of Shell, or a charitable division of Shell, or a sports division of Shell. But those jobs aren't listed in the sports side. And what we want to do is broaden our perspective. And then what we do is, if we're looking at them every day, we start putting our attention and intention on what we want. We find out jobs we've never even heard of. And, you know, that's how, you know, look at my career. When I got out of law school, I wasn't just applying to litigate, right? I was looking all over, and, you know, I got my great sales job out of law school because, you know, they were impressed, you know, not only with my legal stuff, but moreover that I woke up at 4 a.m. and sold tennis shoes before I went to the law firm. Right? And I got that job because where everybody else would have settled when they were clerking in the summer, you know, from 9 to 5, I got my law job, no problem. I didn't. Right? I was looking for jobs to fit my skill set of selling. And, you know, because I knew I could make money selling. Here's what most people do in looking for jobs. They say, you know, I want to work for a team. And so then they go to Teamwork Online and they just look at each team, what they're doing. And then they are, you know, surprised when they get a job in ticket sales. Instead of, right, I want to work in sports. And I love to teach. And so, you know, going in a broad, without limiting the point of entry, research on what teaching jobs there are that are related to sports, but not looking just in the sports side. And then looking at all these different companies and realizing, whoa, you know, there's this whole side of education and sports, and huge Fortune 500 companies have these, you know, different workshops that it goes on and on and on and on. Well, then when you know about them all, then you can create a narrow search. And instead of just still applying, find, like I say, how can I be of service? And do you know anyone that could help me? So then you start asking, hey, do you know anyone that could help me? I'm looking to meet someone that works for Shell. No, can't help you, but I know someone that works for Chevron. Oh, really? Go back online, do research. Lo and behold, Chevron has the exact same job that Shell does. Yeah. Oh, would you mind making an introduction? I'd really like to work in their sports education division. I didn't know they had a sports education division. Yeah, neither did I. So guess if nobody really knows they have a sports education division, guess how many people are applying for that job compared to how many people are ending being funneled into the Los Angeles Laker Clipper sales. I mean, ticket sales. Thousands and thousands of kids, which are in a pile of resumes that are this tall. Yeah. Instead of, you know, my cousin walking over to me saying, hey, Dave, this is a really good friend of mine. They'd like to intern for you for the summer. What do you think the chances of that person getting an internship with me compared to the 2,500 resumes I get a month to come intern for me? That's how you get a job, right? And that's why it's so important to know the two questions in life. You know, Ray, one of the things I love you is you got the first question down. How can I be of service? That's what keeps you inspired. How can I be of service? You're looking for things during the day. How can I be of service? Well, that's how I start out thinking, oh, how can I be of service? How can I help? And then the second question is a subtle, you know, sophisticated way of asking and attracting, which is, do you know anyone that can help me? Remember, when you ask someone, do you know anyone that can help me? It's inclusive. It's a softer inclusive ask than can you help me? But, you know, Elizabeth, you know anyone that can help me? I'm looking for, you know, more followers. Right? And then Elizabeth can say to herself, oh, well, you know, I got 1,200 followers. What do you need? Oh, actually, if you and your friends, if you guys could post this invitation to my 50 for 50 party, I'm trying to have my final party in Las Vegas and raise as much money as I can. I want to actually build a second community center now before the end of my 51st birthday in January. You know anyone that can help me? Right? And she's sitting there, oh, I could help him. Yeah. I know other people too. Right? And all of a sudden I'm starting to scale out all of these things. Right? Two simple questions. How can I be of service? Do you know anyone can help me? And then there's, you know, the ultimate, you know, does that sound fair? You know, does that sound fair? Sure. And then thank people. But so that's the quest that I want you to go on, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. You know, start just looking for what other jobs it is. You know, I always tell the Scott's lawn care job, which was my favorite at Notre Dame. No one had jobs yet in the MBA program. And it's a sports MBA or sports management program. And everybody laughed at the kid because I said, who has a job? And he raised his hand. And he's like, yeah, I got a job with Scott's lawn care. And everyone else was like, well, I want to work for the Cubs. You know, I want to work for Notre Dame athletic department. I want to work here. But they weren't laughing when he said, you know, you got a six-figure job running a multi-million-dollar budget, which includes putting on all these killer parties, hiring killer athletes, paying for advertising at ESPN, being invited to all their parties, right? Compared to, oh, but I'm selling tickets for the Cubs.
Right.
Picking off
the right. And meanwhile, he should be proud because, you know, there's thousands of resumes sitting there to get the job as ticket sales for the Cubs. As well.
Exactly.
It's to me just a longer route, less statistically successful route. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.